part of the scripture where Jesus returns to Galilee, we should not take this out of its context, kumbaga. Should not take this out of the full picture that John is trying to show us. Because this story of Jesus returning to Galilee is a part of the whole picture that John wants us to see. What is the whole picture here? The picture here is that John is trying to contrast the Samaritan town against the town where Jesus Christ was born, or where Jesus Christ grew up. Not born, he was born in Bethlehem, but he traveled and went to Galilee and Jerusalem and Lumaki. So, John is trying to contrast this. Ito yung context nito. This is the context of this story. We cannot take this out of this context, or we will miss the lesson here. The message for today is the sad reality, the contrast from the Samaritans. The contrast of Galilee from the Samaritans. How did the Samaritan, the city of Sychar, reacted when Jesus was in their town? Paano nila tinanggap si Jesus? Anong nangyari? Let us go back to sa ating mensahe last time. Yung babae, the woman by the well, a sinful woman, but God touched her heart. Jesus convicted him of her sin, and her life was changed. Her life was changed that very day. Her priorities was changed. Her purpose in life was changed. And she started to work towards that change. At diba? Nakita natin yung babae nito ay inimbitahan. She called her neighbors, her community out of the town into the well. I mean, by the well, and she told them about Jesus Christ and that they should meet Jesus. And after 2 days of staying here, the Samaritans declared, "We believe not because of your, the woman's testament or the woman's words, but because we have heard him. We have heard him. We have heard Jesus. And we believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior of the world." That was the declaration of the Samaritans. Now here comes Jesus. The Lord went to his own town. Went to his own town. And what happened? What happened when he came? What can we see here? Sabi niya sa text. Verse 43. Now after 2 days, he departed thence and went into Galilee. For Jesus himself testified, this Jesus himself said this, that a prophet had no honor in his own country. What do we see here? We see here, number one, is that his own people, Jesus' own people, ignores his words. They ignore the words of the Lord. Why did I say that they ignored? Because Jesus, he did not receive the recognition, not even declared as a prophet in their town. Because si Jesus Christ ay lumaki kasama ng mga ito, and what do they say to Jesus? We read in different accounts. His own family says, go to Jerusalem and declare these things that you're telling us there. Doon pamangaral sa Jerusalem, because that's the city that the temple is. Doon pamangaral. Pinatatabuyan siya ng sarili niyang pamilya. And yung kanilang mga kapitbahay, what do they know about Jesus? They know Jesus as the son of the carpenter. The carpenter's son. Carpenter lang yan eh. Kasi noon, ang trade ng tatay, yun yung ipinapasa niya sa kanyang anak. Joseph was a carpenter, so Jesus was probably grew up learning the trade of kanyang tata. The trade of Joseph, his earthly father. And I believe Joseph was a responsible father kay Jesus Christ. Kaya si Jesus Christ ay pinalaki niya na natutunan alam yung kanyang trabaho. So when his people gathered together, they look at Jesus as a carpenter's son. Ano naman ang alam niya? Anak lang naman ang carpentero yan. Sa Tagalog, anak ng alwagi. So, they ignore his words. Now, contrast that to the people in Sikar, doon sa yung mga Samaritans. Just 2 days of teaching with Jesus Christ, they already embrace that Jesus is the Christ. Sila mismo nagsabi, ito ang Kristo. Yung babae, yung imbitahan niya yung kanyang mga kababayan, yung Samaritana, sinabi niya, hindi kaya ito talaga yung Kristo? Kasi sinabi niya sa akin yung aking kasalanan at ang aking mga pinagagagawa. Hindi naman ako kilala. Tatarapagahan niya. She invited it. And now, they're saying, alam mo, hindi kami naniniwala na kami ngayon. Hindi dahil sinabi mo na baka ito yung Kristo. Naniniwala kami na ito nga ang Kristo. Dahil narinig namin sa kanyang mga salita. At yung kanyang salita is proof enough for us that He is the Christ, the Savior of the world. Those are the words of a Samaritan. But the Galileans, ano kung magmamalwagi yan eh? Ano maniniwala ko yun yan? Jesus has no honor in his own country. Lumaki ako kasama ko yan, naglalaro kami pareho niya sa kalsada. Sa pagligo sa sapa. Diba? Kagaya ko rin lang yan, di. Nagtatanim sa bukit, o nag-detaw din na nangangahoy. The Americans, they have this proverb, familiarity brings contempt. Dahil familiar ka o yung magkakilala na kayo ng karaniwan. Yung kahit dahil malapit kayo sa isa't isa, nakakagawa kayo na hindi tama sa isa't isa. Yun yung ibig sabihin ng familiarity brings contempt. Diba? Ibigyan mo eh, best friend mo. Kababata ko to. Lumaki kami ito pareho. Sabay. Nag-aral kami sa isang eskwela ka, naglaro kami sa isang palaruan. Kumakain na kami minsan sa isang plato. Yung gano'n. Eh pero, ano yung nakakapagsalita ka ng masama na hindi mo napapansin na masama na pala nasasabi mo sa kanya. At gano'n din siya sa'yo. At may nagagawa kang masama sa kanya. At ikaw din sa kanya. Pero ano yan? Nagkakasakit ang kayo na sadya o hindi sinasadya. But because that there's contempt already because of the familiarity. And the people in Galilee during the Lord's time is something like that. Kababata ko ito eh. Kinala ko yan. Ano ba kaya yung kasama ko? Pabaya ko lang yan sa kung ano yung sinasabi niya. Pare-pare ko lang naman kami naligo sa isang sapa. Ganun yung thinking nila kay Jesus Christ. Kaya hindi the honor that is due the Lord is not given to him. Hindi lang ito, they ignore his words. His people also insist for more proof of what he is saying. The Lord is declaring that the kingdom of God is at hand. And he is declaring majestic words. And the people cannot believe him. And they are seeking more proofs. We see in verse 25. Then when he was coming to Galilee, the Galileans received him. Uy! Pastor, ay panan lang eh. Then he was received. Galileans received him having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem. Yung mga kaibigan ay yung mga pamilya ni Jesus, pinututulak ang Jesus, punta ka rin kumangaral sa Jerusalem. And he did not went there, he did not go there, until it was time for him to go. But when Jesus went to Jerusalem and preached the gospel and showed miracles there, the Galileans somehow said, "Uy, taga-amin yan, doon yan, kababayan yan." Di ba ganyan tayo minsan? When a celebrity suddenly rises mula sa ating kalagitnaan. Uy! Natikit lang tayo sa celebrity pa. Uy, kilala ko yan. Kami, when I was young, isa sa pinagmamalaki ko to. sa amin, ano, pinagmamalaki ko, parang ang yabang-yabang ako. Yung ninong mga kapatid ko sa Chito. tayo, hindi nga. Meron tayong Nino na celebrity. But si Chiquito was good, was popular during yung panahon ko nung ako ay 5 or 6 years old. Sikat si Chiquito noon. Si Chiquito yung sa ngayon, paano niyo ba kilala? Sa ngayon, pakikilala niyo kung sasabihin niyo kamukha ni Andrew E. O yung gumanap na tatay ni Andrew E. Parang ganun. Hindi pa rin nila. Nakakatawa yun si Chiquito nung unang panahon. Siya yung unang mahrekwe, siya yung siya si Aksyong Aksaya. Siya yan, yung artista na yan. Anyway, yun yung siyong. Kasi sa Makati, naging konsehal yan eh, sa Makati, sa Guadalupe, nung kami yan, may catering divisions. Eventually, basta nakakalala sila ng, nakilala siya ng magulang ko. At ginawa nga Nino ng aking kapatid. So that is my parang, ano daw yan, claim to fame. Parang, uy, abang ko, sikat na komedyante ang Nino ng kapatid ko. Diba? Ganyan tayo, parang ko. Uy, kapit tayo yan. Yung sikat na contest ngayon? Yung nanalo sa taklas, kapitbahay ko yan. Uy, kapasin ko yan. Yung nanalo sa Wawawi. Kapasin ko yun. Alam mo yung mga ganyan. Diba? Yung kapit, para bang, dahil kapabayo ko yan. Diba? O tayo, yabang natin. Pambansang kamao. Diba? Uy! Pilipino ko! Kapabayan ko yan, si Manny Pacquiao. The world knows Manny Pacquiao. Nababang, uy! Ako yun. Pilipino ko. Manny Pacquiao. Yung nakasulat dyan sa verse 45, that the Galileans received him sa ganung klase itong reception na to. They did not receive him as prophet. They did not receive him as Lord and Savior. They just received him because he was popular. In Jerusalem at least, that the people was crowding when Jesus preached. And the Pharisees were amazed at him. So sikat na itong tao to, tagagaling ka sa, uy, halika, come in. Kababayan. Pero yung faith in believing in him, in what he preaches, is lacking. They needed more. Nakaral ka doon. Okay. Nagbilago ka doon. Okay. Magbilago ka dito. Magbilago ka dito. Doon ka nagbibilago eh. Dito ka magbilago. They ignored his words, and then when other people saw his miracles and heard his words, they are seeking and they are demanding, they insist for more miracles and signs. His own people insist for more proof of his claim of being a Messiah. You can see that when we go down to verse 47 or verse 46. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down. That he would come down and heal his son. for he was at the point of death. Now look at verse 48. Then said Jesus unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. This is what I'm saying, that the people insist for more proof. Jesus knew that the people is asking for more miracles to be done in their town, in their country. Yeah, sige, sikat ka, magaling. Pero, magpilano ka dito para paniwalaan kita. The Lord knew their hearts and He did not. Hindi niya pinagbigyan yung healing na yun. Sa isang bahagi, sa ibang bahagi ng gospel, there are people that seeking Him for a sign. Jesus said, I will not show you any sign. I will only show you one sign. The sign of Jonah. 3 days in the belly. Sabi niya, 3 days in the belly of the big fish. Ako, I will die, but in 3 days, I will rise up. That would be the sign for you. Yun ang sinabi ng Panginoon sa kanila. They do not believe that. They do not even get the idea nung sinabi na yun ng Panginoon sa kanila. But here now comes this nobleman who is somehow desperate. Mahal na sa buhay, anak niya yan eh. Eh si Julia. Pag may nangyari dito sa batang to, ewan ko kung ano. Diba? Diba kay Joe Martin, diba? Pag may nangyari sa iyong kaisa-isa ang anak, diba? Ako, yan ang isang minsan pag ano, pag in my idle time, inisip ko, kaya pag si Julia ay may mangyari masama dito sa ano, ano kaya gagawin ko? Ano kaya mangyari sa akin? I always come to the Lord and say, Lord, huwag naman sana. Kasi, sa likod eh. Si Bob, lumungo sa bintana, makulog. Kaya, huwag naman sana. Pag naglalakad sa kansada, si, kaya lagi yung tinutulungan sa inyo niya eh. Hindi yung masahan sa likod, sa gilid, sa kanan sa kaliwa bago tumawin sa pagbibisikleta. Na-trauma na nga siya dahil muntikan siya mabungunga, di ba? O hindi siya masyado na bibisikleta ngayon para kaya niya na magbisikleta. Sabi ko, hindi naman gano'n. No, just have to be conscious of what is around you. But, yun nga, ano kung mangyari ng mga aksidente? Kaya lagi, Lord, murunan sana. That is my anak, ang dami kong kumulan sa'yo. more than the ang dami po yan na ginawa ko sa'yo, pagpalakihin ka lang. Yung, dahil mahal mo yung nag-iisa mong anak, you really do the desperate things. And this nobleman here has a son na is a he is at the point of death. He is desperate. He is desperate. And he knew that Jesus is coming to Galilee. And he went there and sought him. He sought Jesus Christ. Hindi naman siya taga Galilee. Taga Capernaum siya. It's a different town. But he sought Jesus Christ and he went to him and said, come down, heal my son. Heal my son. And Jesus told this thing na hindi kayo makakita ng milagro, hindi kayo maniniwala. But he insisted. There are people that they are insisting a miracle from the Lord just to parang, oh, kaya. Kasi parang ganito, oh, kaya mo na dumundag mula rito hanggang diyan. Sige nga. Parang, oh, kaya mong hindi huminga sa loob ng isang oras, hindi ka hihinga. Kaya nga, sige nga. Ganun. Parang they are challenging him. They are not asking for miracles to recognize him, but they are just challenging him na to parang sige nga, patunayan mo. Hindi sa dahil naniniwala sila, kundi duda sila. That's why they are asking for miracles. They are asking the miracles out of their doubts. But this man, this nobleman, he sought Jesus Christ and he is asking for a miracle para sa kanyang anak because of a desperate situation. But his heart is insisting on a miracle because he believes. Naniniwala siya kay Kristo. Pero hindi pa natin nakikita, but at the end, we will see, sabi sa text na binasa natin. Verse 48, Jesus said unto him, except ye see signs and wonder, ye will not believe. Then the nobleman said unto him, sir, come down, ye my child, die. So, nakikiusap siya. He is insisting, Lord, heal my son. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. Alam niyo po, ang pananampalataya ay ang taong nananampalataya ay a man who has faith that comes to the Lord will not be ignored by God, will not be ignored by the Lord. He knows it. Remember yung story about the woman na meron siyang issue? Yung meron siyang sakit na nagbe-bleeding siya lagi. And so, dahil Jesus Christ was being crowded, sabi niya, mahibo ko lang yung kahit dulo lang ng dalit ni Jesus, okay na ako. I believe God in you. He went there and he touched. And the Lord said, may humipo sa akin. May humipo sa akin. And sabi ng mga apostol, Panginoon, ang daming tao niya nagsisiksikan. Eh talaga may humipo sa'yo. Pero sabi niya, hindi, may humipo sa akin. Meaning, someone came to me with faith. Because the power left me, sabi niya. A power left me. Kumilos ang kapangyarihan mula sa akin at dumapo sa sino mang humingi sa akin. But the Lord knows it. It's just He wants to reveal it. And the woman said, ako yung humingi sa iyo, Panginoon. And the Lord says, thy faith may be whole. Ganito itong lalaki to, this nobleman. He has a faith. It's just that hindi pa nare-reveal yung faith niya outside. When he says, Lord, here my son died, shows his faith, his desperation of a need of a Savior. And so, when the Lord says, go thy way, thy son liveth, and his reaction was, the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken. See, there now is the faith being manifested. He believed in the word of the Lord. Just like the Samaritans did. in the whole town of Galilee, they were asking for fruit. Di sila pinakitaan ng Diyos ng ganun. This one, a nobleman from Capernaum, seeking the Lord's mercy. And God knew it. And the power of the Lord induces faith out of the true believer. Yung kapangyarihan ng Diyos, yun ang magpapalabas ng pananampalataya ng tao. And then the Lord says, thy son liveth. Yung faith niya lumabas. He believed on the word of the Lord. And so, as he was now going down, hindi pauwi na siya sa Capernaum, his servants met him and told him, thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to mend. Sabi niya, kailan siya bumalik? And sabi niya, he said that to him yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew, this nobleman knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth. And himself believed, and his whole house. Ito yung kausap ko si Jesus. Yung oras na yun. Jesus told me, my son liveth. And sa isip niya, when God said it, it happened at the same time. And so, what happened? He believed himself. He believed him and his whole family. The faith was induced by the power of God out of the true believer. Ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos ay kikilos sa totoong mananampalataya. Sa hindi mananampalataya, ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos parang spectacle lang. Parang fireworks. Ang ganda pagmasdan. Pero pagkatapos ng fireworks, wala na. Ganun lang ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos para sa kanila. Pero sa mananampalataya, sa tunay na mananampalataya, ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos ay magpawala hanggang. That power is everlasting. The power of God changes our hearts and our minds, and it changes our disposition. Like this nobleman here, he believed in the Lord with his whole house. The sad reality, there are people that do not believe the Lord Jesus Christ, even if it was declared to him clearly, even they have seen it themselves. Sila mismo nakakita. Nakakita nila ang binagong buhay. Baka ikaw, tayo, meron tayong mga kaibigan na pag nakita tayo si Joy, Pasko, si Joy nangangarap. Ano ba? Kasama mo sa trabaho yun. Ang sabi yun, nakikita din yan sa akin noon eh. They will not see the changed life. What they will remember is your old life. Pero ang tunay na lamanan ng palataya, what they will see is, like Paul. kinikilala nila yung kanyang binagong buhay, hindi yung dati niyang buhay. When we look at the scriptures, we don't usually look at Paul being a murderer, di ba? He was a murderer. But when we look at Paul, we look at him and we recognize him as what? As an apostle of the Lord, a faithful servant of God. That's how we see. Ang ating pong Panginoon, ganyan din. When we look at us, he do not look at us as a simple person, but he look at us as his children. He look at us as his sons and his daughters. Sadly, the world hindi ganun ang pagtanggap. Nevertheless, it should not hinder us. It should not hinder us. Si Jesus Christ, dun sa kanyang mismong bayan, hindi siya tinatanggap, pero hindi yan nakapigil para ang kanyang kapangyarihan ay mahayag. Binunod niya ang kaligtasan para dito sa noong Manilo. Kahit na yun, bayan niya, bayan na kinaroroon niya at tayo, ay hindi na niniwala sa kanya. Still, the Lord provided the way for this nobleman to get saved. Sa atin ngayon, kung nasaan man ikaw, sa kaklase ko, sa community na kinabibilangan mo, sa classroom, sa school, o sa workplace, sa bayan na naroon ka, in whatever situation we are now, we should always bring the gospel to them. Kahit nasa tingin mo, parang, hindi naman ko sila maniniwala. It should not hinder us. Dahil, we will never know. A nobleman might be there, waiting to hear the word of God, waiting for the power of God to move in their hearts and in their minds. At sino mong dadala nun? Who will bring them the word of God? How can they feel the power of God through us, the Lord's servants, through us, the Lord's children? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for the words that you have revealed to us today. Salamat, Panginoon, dahil pinakunawa mo sa amin na ikaw ang Diyos na makapagyarihan sa lahat, na kahit na may hindi naniniwala ay ang patuloy ka magpagabay at nagpupuna at nagpapahayag ng iyong kapangyarihan. You know at sino ang iyo at ang iyo ay kinukuha mo. Ang iyo ay kinikusan mo ng banal na Espiritu at inaari mo sino ang iyo. We thank you, Lord, for words that you have declared, and we pray that your name will be magnified in our hearts, and may you give us, Lord, the strength and the courage to bring your gospel, to bring the good news to those that are around us. Even though in our own hearts, in our own minds, we are doubtful if they would believe, but it should not hinder us, Lord, to bring them the good news to you. Because we do not know if there is a nobleman there just waiting for us to open our mouths and declare your glory. I pray, O Heavenly Father, give us the will, give us the wisdom to share your good news, to share your gospel. This is our prayer in Christ's precious name. Amen. Amen. Magandang tanghali po sa inyong lahat. Tayo po ay dismiss na sa Father. Salamat po sa pakinggan ninyo sa salita ng Panginoon.